The residents of Champaign's Clark Park neighborhood like their smallish homes, built on lots subdivided more than a century ago, that are often just 50 or 60 feet wide. Many Clark Park residents think those small lots contribute to a sense of neighborliness. Alan Tuckman says the average Clark Park house has an area of 1,400 square feet. He didn't like it when a much bigger new home went up on his block with a front that was dominated by a big garage door.
I walk down the street and I can wave to all my neighbors. Their living rooms face the street, their front porches face the street or the sidewalks. I can wave to everybody. These new houses, all you see when you walk by is a garage. There's people who drive into the garage, close the door, go into their house, you never see them.
Concern about bigger houses coming to Clark Park's smaller lots is what brought residents to a meeting with city officials last week at the Champaign Public Library. They had already given a cold reception last January to propose new zoning rules and how big those houses could be. Now they were back to hear a new proposal. Planning and Development Director Bruce Knight said the goal was to set up orderly rules, allowing houses to be bigger but not too big.
I think the intent was to focus on kind of proportionality and how the house fits into the neighborhood and try and, you know, design a regulation that creates something more compatible that way, not necessarily limiting the square footage that can be built.
Last winter's proposal would have allowed for larger houses and narrow lots by adjusting a formula called the floor area ratio. The new proposal replaces that ratio with a lot coverage standard based on the percentage of a house lot taken up by a house, not counting any detached buildings. Clark Park residents still complained that the formula could allow for houses they think are too big for their neighborhood, up to 6,000 square feet in some cases. Longtime Clark Park resident Mike Reed says the city is writing the rules to fit zoning districts at the expense of neighborhoods and their unique characteristics.
You come into a city that has developed over 150 years and you have very different pockets of neighborhoods. To think that one characteristic of the lot size can tie together the way you're going to treat them, I think, is unrealistic. You're going to have to treat those different areas separately.
Reed and Alan Tuckman belong to the Clark Park Steering Committee, a group formed after the city made its initial zoning proposal last winter. Their website, nogianthouses.com, calls for a special Clark Park Conservation District to keep giant houses out. But some in Clark Park say they need new zoning rules, not for giant houses, but in order to expand more modestly. Laura Dees says she and her husband want to be able to move the garage at their Clark Park home a little closer to the property line to make more room in the backyard.
I agree with many of the people who spoke. A 6,000 square foot home is a little excessive for the neighborhood, so I do agree with them, but I do want more flexibility where 2,300 square feet, where we have more area that we can go with.
Dee says she supports a so-called Plan D for setting rules for residential building. That's the alternative many at last week's meeting brought up. If the city's proposals of a new plan, the old plan from last winter, and keeping the current regulations, or plans A through C, then Champaign County Board Member Patsy Petrie says Plan D calls on the city to proceed with new regulations, but slowly, with lots of input from residents.
Please step back, take some more time, involve us more, talk to us a bit more, because a number of people did mention that they have not been brought into the circle of the conversation with the city up to this point.
It's up to the Champaign City Council to decide what to do about the new proposed residential zoning rules. Most city council members attended last week's public meeting, and they'll discuss the proposal at their own meeting on Tuesday night. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.